This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Lebanon, a country torn by a history of war and political struggle. Throughout the years 1975 to 1990, Lebanon became a country-wide battlefield, divided amongst various domestic political armed factions, while the country was also engulfed by regional political conflicts, with a major Syrian troop deployment in the country in 1975, and the 1982 Israeli military invasion, in which thousands of civilians in Lebanon lost their lives. Lebanon's civil war has been traced by many historians to domestic social injustice, as the country throughout the 1960s and early 70s witnessed growing domestic poverty rates, hitting alarming rates in the early 1970s in the southern and northern regions of the country. After 15 years of civil war and 15 years of post-war reconstruction and recent major political change with the 2005 assassination of the former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri and the April 2005 Syrian military withdrawal from the country. In the shadow of all these major political changes, poverty, unemployment, and economic desperation persist today in Lebanon. The small Middle Eastern country of just under 4 million people, bordering Syria, Israel, and the Mediterranean Sea.
Why poverty is not causing famine in Lebanon? Famine, Maja. Why? Because each family has one of its member outside Lebanon, working outside Lebanon, and transferring a good part, share of his revenue to his parents, to his family, to his brothers, etc. That's why poverty didn't lead yet the Lebanese households to that famine. Okay.
The redistribution of the per capita amongst the society is not equal. Now this can be, let's say, supported by the figures that more than 29% of the Lebanese are poor. Yani when you are talking about social justice, choices should be equal for everybody. Mm-hmm. Not yani for the have and the have not. Or equal, for example, for those who can go, afford to go to the American University of Beirut. They can find easily work later on, but those they go to the Lebanese University, they will never find work.
You are listening to Radio Tadamon, produced by the Tadamon Collective, a group of social justice activists from Montreal working to build solidarity with movements for social and economic justice in Lebanon. This episode of Radio Tadamon was produced by Stefan Christoph. For more information on Tadamon, visit tadamon.resist.ca. That's tadamon.resist.ca. In February 2001 and in November 2002, the European Union and international financial institutions such as the International Monetary Fund and World Bank